Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God's call to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and those who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm antiphonally, beginning on this side. God stands in the council of heaven and gives judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked?
Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy.
Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any ruler.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign enemies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, prosecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." He also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, 'It's going to rain.' And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat.' And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. It was late summer, 1990. I had recently graduated from Berkeley and was in London for a few days after attending a conference on the poet W.B. Yeats in Sligo, Ireland. I vividly remember being on a city bus with an old Sony Walkman in my hand, listening through headphones to a new album by Sinead O'Connor. The song I kept rewinding and listening to over and over again was called Black Boys on Mopeds. I'd never heard anything quite like it before. O'Connor, an Irish pop star, was singing a protest song, but it wasn't about the traditional antagonism between the English and the Irish. Well, maybe it was about that in part, because it was such a multi-layered exploration of the interconnection between the personal and the political, between local and global fights for justice. According to an article by John Nichols in The Nation, O'Connor had moved to London as her career soared and was a witness to Margaret Thatcher's many cruelties. But the Prime Minister's response to racism in Britain, and especially to the police violence toward Caribbean immigrants, provoked the singer-songwriter, who was well aware of the UK's long history of oppressing the Irish. Based on an incident that occurred near where she lived in London, in which a black teenager named Nicholas Bramble was chased by police, who assumed he had stolen the moped he was riding, and died in a road crash, Black Boys on Mopeds delivered a searing critique of racism in the UK. Nichols concluded, "Sinead O'Connor always knew that Black lives matter." No wonder the song was a revelation to me. Sinead O'Connor was describing and decrying systemic racism decades before the idea became mainstream. In a deceptively simple, short song, she connected systemic racism, police brutality, authoritarianism at home and abroad, and her own experience as a young mother, a conflicted Roman Catholic, and a survivor of child abuse. 2 years later, she caused an uproar when she tore up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. People thought it was a stunt, and the outrage nearly ended her career. But it wasn't a stunt. She was desperately trying to bring attention to the abuse of children in the Catholic Church and the hierarchy's ongoing systemic cover-up of the problem. Again, she was many years ahead of the mainstream media and the general public's understanding of an issue. She was, in my opinion, a prophet. I listened to Black Boys on Mopeds again the other day, and it stands the test of time. As O'Connor herself said not long before she died, it's a tragic commentary on our world that the song still feels so relevant today. When I listened this week, the lyrics that jumped out at me were almost frighteningly prescient. "These are dangerous days," she sang, "when to say what you feel is to dig your own grave." How many protesters, journalists, and students are feeling that way right now? How many government employees, scientists, and other researchers? how many of us? The song also includes allusions to the Gospel of John when Jesus warned his disciples that his ministry would lead him to the cross and that the same people who were going to persecute him would one day persecute his disciples. Remember what I told you, Sinead sings. If you were of the world, they would love you. In a deeply prophetic move, O'Connor was reminding her listeners that unlike the forces of worldly power, Jesus was on the side of the poor, the oppressed, and the victimized. Those who want to follow Jesus need to be on their side too. But such solidarity will come at a cost. And that is the connection I hope we can make to today's readings. Being a follower of Jesus is not always easy. It will likely not make you popular, and sometimes it will cause division whether you are looking for it or not. I know people who have lost their jobs because they did what they thought Jesus wanted them to do. I know people who have lost friendships and even close family relationships because they did what they thought was right. Speaking out for Palestine, or supporting Black Lives Matter, or coming out as queer or trans, or even simply going to a different church than the one in which they were raised. These are not far-fetched hypotheticals or rare situations. They happen all the time. They have happened to some of you here, or to people you know and love. These are dangerous days. To say what you feel is to dig your own grave. It's hard to live in a world where everything seems to lead to conflict. It's hard to live in a country where sometimes it seems like the only thing we can agree on is that we are deeply divided. For those of us in the dominant culture, especially if we're white and straight and gainfully employed, it's tempting to just want all the unpleasantness to go away. Let's not stir the pot. Let's find ways to disagree without being disagreeable. Let's not use words that upset people, even if we're trying to talk about the most horrendous acts imaginable, often paid for by our own tax dollars. Jesus knew this pain and frustration as well, in his own time and place. People's responses to him were all over the map. Yes, it's great to heal people, but could you not do it on the Sabbath? We understand there are problems with the Roman Empire and with economic injustice, but surely trampling through the temple and turning over tables is going too far. It upsets people who might want to underwrite your ministry. Sure, liberating a servant from demonic possession is important work, but her owners still have a right to make money, don't they? He knew all too well that what he did would result in divided communities and households. And he probably understood that in days to come there would be suffering and imprisonment and worse for those who followed him. He didn't want it that way, but he wasn't going to turn away from the truth. In today's gospel, we encounter a Jesus who has had enough, who just can't take it anymore. A Jesus at the end of his rope. And honestly, I'm so grateful for this. I am so touched to think that the Jesus we worship as the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, was like us, even to the point of sometimes despairing. Jesus wasn't just having a bad day here. He wasn't hangry. He didn't need a snack or a nap or a bubble bath. Jesus was in anguish over the injustice and inhumanity of the world as it is, and how very far we were and are from embodying God's dream for the world as it ought to be. While he is in this passage so overcome with emotion that he is not exactly at his most eloquent, still you can hear in his anguished rant the words of the psalmist crying out to people in power, "How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked? How long, O Lord? How long?" These are dangerous days. To say what you feel is to dig your own grave. The readings this week are not easy, but they are necessary, and in a sense, they can be reassuring. In a world so filled with spin doctors and worse, with people who tell lies for a living, it is an enormous relief when someone tells us the truth, even if it is a painful truth. Today's readings are truthful. They are a refining fire burning away the rust of apathy and exhaustion. They are a hammer breaking open the rocks of indifference, of cruelty, of lies. These readings remind us that one of the most basic attributes of God is justice, and that those who wish to follow God must pursue justice and speak the truth, whatever the cost. But we don't have to do it alone or without guidance. Jesus went there ahead of us. Jesus was baptized in fire and the Spirit so that we could be baptized in water and still perform acts of justice and mercy in his name. Let us never forget that we too are called and equipped to defend the weak and the orphan, to stand up for the poor and oppressed, and to be part of God's liberating plan for the world. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, both famous and obscure, by prophets and poets and activists and artists who will help us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Whatever we pass through on this path, whatever besets us, we are not alone and we will not be forsaken. Thanks be to God. Amen. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented. Do you want to have people on both sides? Okay. And let's see. Are you the sponsors, the godparents? I'm going to give you this so you can help answer. All right. So together, the presenters say,
We present
Devin Jesse Dutra to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Yeah, you have to hold it really close. Sorry, it's on.
Okay, cool.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
And then this is for all of us who are gathered here this morning. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with he who is committing himself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, and the creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, our Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again and ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord,
grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
And you're welcome to join us by the font. We can all gather in, let's have our baptism boy up close and the family, and then there's room for more people as you're coming forward or backward into the narthex. People can squeeze in close.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Devin, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, all right. I just need the prism. Can you pour a little into my eyes?
No, kiss her. You don't know her hand it to me.
It's okay.
When she's done.
Thank you. I know. Devin, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. And now with these words, we welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood.
Peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Offer each other a sign of peace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. My name is Maria Kuhne-Feldman. I'm senior warden of our vestry here at St. Martin's. It's always wonderful to see you all, and especially when we have a baptism, because it's just wonderful. I am going to do the announcements, or just a few announcements, while Pamela gets out of her wet clothes. One of the first things that I wanted to note is that we are interested in knowing who may be interested in participating in a sacred ground circle. I completed the session some years ago, and it is really a wonderful introduction into the church, into history, into it's a discussion on race. It's on that is grounded in faith, and it was developed by the Episcopal Church. There are 10 or 11 sessions that we'll hope we can start those in October, and then they will meet monthly until March. If you are interested, please let Reverend Pamela or Carol, who's over there, know, and she can provide more information to you about that. One change is that morning prayer is now going to be held on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. It used to be at 8:30, but given schedule changes, we're going to start at 9 o'clock, and that's every Wednesday here at the church. I'm hoping most of you have heard about this, but the Episcopal Diocese of Northern California is leading an organized pilgrimage to Tule Lake, the War Relocation Center, which is east of Redding. And what they are doing is those that will be participating, that's going to be held on September 12th. It's a Friday. And those of us who will be participating need to be in Redding at a predetermined location by 8:30 in the morning. Then there will be a bus that will take us from Redding to the center. And we have someone who will be leading a tour of the location. If you are interested in learning more about the incarceration of Japanese people of Japanese descent, and what happened there, you are most welcome to attend. In preparation from that, Ernie will actually be leading a adult forum next Sunday after the 10 o'clock service, and tell us a little bit more about the more than 110,000 people of Japanese descent. 120,000. Thank you, Carol. 120,000 people of Japanese descent in the Western U.S. who were imprisoned in concentration camps at Tule Lake and other locations. And so that will be happening then next Sunday. And we are looking forward to hearing Ernie speak about that in preparation for the pilgrimage. But even if you're not attending the pilgrimage, please do join us for Ernie's presentation. Any other announcements that I missed? There are quite a few more on the yellow sheet, which is included in your bulletin, or you can also read those online at the St. Martin's website. Anything else did I miss? Okay, so I will ask Randy to go from here. Thank you.
Well, as mentioned, we'd like to take a moment to bless your backpacks if you've brought one. If you are typically a backpack bearer but don't have it with you, that's fine too. You can come forward. Baby backpacks, briefcases, come on over. And just pick a spot. Henry. There you go. Take this bag and bless it. Oh my goodness. All right. Join me in prayer. God of wisdom, we give you thanks for schools and classrooms and for the teachers and students who fill them each day. We thank you for this new beginning, for new books, new ideas. We thank you for sharpened pencils, pointy crayons, and crisp blank pages waiting to be filled. We thank you for the gift of making mistakes and trying again. Help us to remember that asking the right questions is often as important as giving the right answers. Today, we give you thanks for these teachers and students and all who contribute to the education of young minds. We ask you to bless them with curiosity, understanding, and respect. May their backpacks, book bags, and briefcases be a sign to them that they have everything they need to learn and grow this year in school and in life. May they be guided by your love. All this we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught by story and example your great love for us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you can go ahead and take them and find your seats. That was fast. I'm amazed.
You ever been to a Taylor Swift concert? She does a lot more. I think the only thing that we haven't gotten to is the celebrations and milestones. Is that right? Are there? We didn't get any sent in to us, but does anyone want to share a birthday, an anniversary, something? Sandy? Your birthday? Oh, happy birthday. Let's see, anyone else? Well, obviously we have a baptism, yes. Oh, two birthdays today, excellent. Oh, look at behind me, sorry. Oh, a working year! Congratulations. That's great. Oh, another one? A girl coming along soon. Oh, that's wonderful. Wow, we have a lot of celebrations and milestones today. Oh, Maria. Yes, thank you to Randy. I don't know if everyone knows Randy Damari. Most of you do, I hope, but you may not have had a chance to meet him. Randy is a priest in our diocese and a member here at St. Martin's. He has a full-time job as a hospice chaplain, so we don't often get the joy of having him work on Sunday with us. He's usually here in this area, so it was good to have him here. Yes. He's your dad. Wow. You guys, how lucky are you? I love that. Yeah, so it's good to have a team we can work with. It's really nice. All right, well, we'll turn to page 6 and our celebrations and milestones prayer. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a word about communion. We do have communion at the altar rail, and you get to choose, not based on where you're sitting, but just on your personal preference, which side you would like to go to receive communion. On this side, there will be, we call it intinction, the bread will be dipped into the wine and handed to you in your open palm. If you do not want intinction, the other side is where the bread is given to you, and then the chalice is separate. It's always okay to take just bread and not receive the wine. Either way, you are receiving all of the benefits of communion. Our bread is gluten-free and vegan. We try to make it as available to all people as we can. We also are welcoming of all to our table, to Christ's table. So regardless of your age, background, denomination, you can choose to come forward. You can either receive communion or you can cross your arms, indicating you would just like to receive a blessing. When you come to the altar rail, many people will be kneeling. If you need to stand, that's okay. And if you need us to bring communion to you, just let an usher know and we'll make sure that someone brings communion to you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. The Creator be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Creator.
Let us give thanks to our loving God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Praise and thanks are yours, our creating God. From the dust of the earth, you shaped human beings in your own image, and you filled the earth and seas and skies with a myriad of wonders. Yet we consistently turn your generosity into our scarcity, your elegance into our meanness, and your simplicity into our corruption. Though we poison and destroy your good creation, you continue to offer us your abundance. In your mercy, you redeemed us through your Son, Jesus, transforming death into life. Through the Spirit, you continue to call us into covenant with you for the restoration of creation and the reconciliation of all people. And so we give you thanks, rejoicing with all of creation, as we join the saints and angels in their unending hymn. In the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks to God. He broke the bread, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He took the wine and gave thanks to God, Creator. He gave it to his friends, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for all for the creation, shed for you and for all creation for the forgiveness of sins. Every time you drink of the wine, do this in remembrance of me." So we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Merciful God, we come to this table seeking reconciliation with you, with one another, and with all creation. Through these mysteries, reconcile us to your world and empower us to restore your creation and fulfill your will. Send your life-giving Spirit upon us and upon this bread and wine. Stir in us the creative and redeem the destructive. Heal your stricken world, that the soil, the skies, and the seas may be filled with your life anew. Fill every heart with the sure and certain hope that we shall enter into the fullness of your joy. When your whole creation is justified by faith and sanctified by love, and you are all in all. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, everlasting God, now and forever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Deep peace, pure white of the moon to you. Deep peace, pure green of the grass to you. Deep peace, pure brown of the earth to you. Deep peace, pure gray of the dew to you. Deep peace, pure blue of the sky to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.